Woo!
Hello, beautiful and infinite beings. I'm feeling hyped to be back on the microphone. I gotta be doing this more, and I will be. Today's message, it is one of limitless potential in respect to our multidimensionality and our multi-dimension reality. I will touch on our purpose as creators, the importance of stepping into our power as creators, and a little bit about my philosophy around spirit and matter and how they interact and how that philosophy is developing. All right. Just chillax into the rain for a second in this jungle during this evening. Take a couple deep breaths, ground yourself, connect with your breath, aka the seat of the soul. Alright, let's get to it. We are born into this world, a blank slate. No script, no beliefs, no limits. We have no understanding of our true infinite nature or our true form. No information on the purpose of our collective or individual manifestation. And no set starting point towards a life fulfilled. So, I pose the question. Could it be we are born a blank slate with the intention for us to create our own beliefs? Create our own script? Form our own limits?
Sheesh!
No way! Don't let them hear that. Oof. For so long, I was unaware of my power. I was unaware of my power as a creator, to be more exact. I consumed my path aimlessly. I was not investing in that which was and which is in alignment with my heart, my passions, and my dreams. The result of this aimless consumption was a heart left malnourished. To truly feed the soul and work towards becoming our greatest versions, we must only consume that which is in alignment with our heart, our dreams, and our passions. We did not come here to be consumers. We did not come here to consume. No! We came here to create, baby. Came to create our beliefs, create our dreams, and create our destinies. We are so much more powerful than we can even comprehend. We are infinite within each cell. We are literally built from the same building blocks that created the entire universe. Oh my. Don't get me started. So, stepping into our power as creators. Just looked at the time, 333.
Woo!
Little alignment. How do we step into our power as creators? For me, structure. A life unplanned and unstructured is a life improvised. And upon improvisation, we tend to gravitate towards that which feels good in the moment, but in the long run is not getting us to where we want to be and to who we want to be. So, where am I placing my importance these days when it comes to this role as the creator? Rising routine, morning. I'm in the middle of developing my morning, and my ideal morning right now is looking like waking up and writing my dreams, because when you write your dreams, you become more connected with them and you remember more of them every day. And it's really nice to be connected with the dream world. Many call it a window to the subconscious. So dream journal, and then immediately not grabbing the phone. Don't reach towards the phone. Guys, please don't reach towards the phone in the morning. Please. When you start your day with consumption, oh, you have no idea. We have no idea what that does to us. and to our entire path in life. When you begin your day with consumption, you get on this feedback loop of serotonin and chasing some high, and you get your brain looking for stimulation instead of creating stimulation. Oh,
sheesh.
That's the problem. We're searching gratification and stimulation from out there, when really we have infinite gratification and stimulation within. So we need to align with the infinity within ourselves. Okay? Step in your power as a creator, create the start of your day, and create more than you consume. Oh my, please. If you create more than you consume, you are doing amazing. If you give more than you take, you are doing amazing. And even if you're not there yet, you are doing amazing, okay? You're all beautiful, you're all learning, you're all wise, and inside you're all infinite. Okay, let's touch on matter, and let's touch on spirit, because this topic is incredible, thought-provoking, and so many other adjectives. So, I was having a conversation with a good friend of mine, Ileana, and I shared with her my development of a little philosophy. So I'll share that with you guys now, and then we'll get into the depth of this philosophy that she presented me with. And boy, does this message have to be shared, for it is divine. And I would love for all of you, any of you, to reach out if you have any developments on this idea, because we're here to learn. We're here to learn together and grow together. And when we connect our minds, we create a new mind. It's like a merger mind. I was reading a book this morning, and it talked about when two minds connect, it creates a third mind. And I believe when many minds connect, it makes like a hive mind of just ultra consciousness. So let's make that mind, let's connect, and let's share, because when we share, we grow. All right. This idea, this philosophy that I've been developing for the past year is that spirit, before matter existed, decided it would pour itself into the physical and create the physical so that it may experience the physical. Okay? Let's let that sink in for a second. Just listen to that ring. Wow. That still boggles my mind. Now, when it did this for a reason. It didn't do this aimlessly. It wanted to taste, it wanted to feel, it wanted to touch, it wanted to play, it wanted to see, it wanted to look at a sunset and go, wow, and feel that feeling in your heart. It wanted to touch someone it loved and, oh my God, get your heart jumping and your hormones and serotonin buzzing and get you vibrating high and, oh, all those good vibrations. And without matter, it couldn't experience all of this. So it poured itself into matter and embedded and imbued all of matter with spirit and with consciousness. I believe every tree, every piece of soil, every rock, grain of sand, even the cup you may be drinking from, is embedded and imbued with consciousness. All comes from one creating source, and that source is alive and aware. So, this matter, as all, begins rudimentary, okay? All matter may have consciousness, but that doesn't mean all matter is conscious of its infinity, okay? So, this matter begins rudimentary, and it works its way up, evolving and changing and growing. And in this story, the matter makes its way to human beings. And potentially, human beings are the first matter, okay? So matter in a human being that is now realizing that it is spirit and it is infinite. Wow. What does this mean? How can we summarize this and how can we conceptualize this? We are the divine bridge between matter and spirit, the sacred union of matter and spirit. Where matter remembers, it is spirit. Wow. Still gets my mind running. Now, I want to end this podcast off because I don't want to rant too long and I want to make another one tonight. And I want to end it with a message of inspiration, because at the end of the day, that's why I started this. I started this to spread ideas, to spread love, to spread joy, and to spread hope. And a message of unity, of course. And I want to help you all reach towards your highest potential and grow. And how can we do this together? Conscious creation. You can change your life with a little bit of conscious creation. If you stop doing whatever you're doing right now, or whatever you're going to do after this audio recording, and you picked up a pen and a piece of paper, and you wrote a routine for yourself, and you stuck to it with conviction, boom, you would change your path potentially forever. That quickly, with a little bit of commitment and a little bit of conscious creation. So, I encourage you not to do one specific thing that I see as right towards your path. I encourage you to create more than you consume and to structure your life. All is structure. Spread love. Share. Laugh. Smile. Keep your heart open. Meditate. Breathe deep. Oh, there are so many benefits to breathing deep. It will blow your mind. Love, joy, hope, unity, and peace.